A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that, although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise you on the last day. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. At 513 St. Mary Avenue, every Saturday of the world, Mom or Dad made bread. This was before bread machines and instant yeast. Making bread took time. Though they did not have much to give us, seven children can readily drain modest resources, they did have time. Time on Saturday. Making bread was important. It was not only a way to stretch a dollar, but it gave us something incredibly priceless. Delicious, warm, satisfying, and filling. It filled the house with a calming, safe aroma. Mixing the yeast was a strategic part of the job, relegated to one of the oldest. The water had to be just right, not boiling, but warmer than warm. The yeast crumbled into small pieces gently touched with the fork as though to respect and protect its rising properties. Mixing the yeast with the flour and salt was always remarkable as we watched the yeast gurgle and pop, spreading through the dry ingredients with vigor and promise. Then the wait. Hours. Loosely wrapped in a towel, the bowl was placed in a strategic spot, no drafts, right in the sun. Rise once, push it down again. Rise twice, down once more. The third rising was the sign of readiness. Then the kneading. Kneading is what allows bread to be bread. Under your palms is this tender strength yielding to pressure, just the right amount of pressure, just the right dusting of flour on the countertop, allowing the dough to move with the rhythm of the palms, pressing, pulling, caressing, pushing, patting. Then separate the kneaded dough into three strips. Shape the loaf. Bake, bless, and break. Jesus says to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Jesus' bread satisfies both hunger and thirst. Baked, blessed, broken. Nazareth, Galilee, Jerusalem. God has the time. God gave us the time. At the crowning of time, Jesus is born in Nazareth. Holy, human, wholly divine. Jesus' life under the palm of God, needed by the hand of God, pressing, pushing, caressing, pulling, patting, baked in a life in Galilee, broken on a hill in Jerusalem, risen on the third day. Today, we celebrate Catherine of Siena, and Catherine prayed of this bread of life. She prayed, just as you gave us yourself, holy God, holy human, so you left us yourself as food, as holy food. You, eternal Trinity, our table and food and waiter for us. Catherine, too, was in her mother's kitchen. She knew what it meant to bake bread, the critical moment of the yeast, the commitment of time for the first, the second, and the third rising. She knew the kneading. She knew the secret of the temperature for rising and the dusting of flour for the kneading. Catherine learned from Mona Lapa when to draw the loaf from the oven to feed the hungry mouths in the Benincasa home. So when Catherine prays, holy God, holy human, holy food, she names the mystery of Christ crucified. Christ, the bread of life, risen to feed. Believe in me, and you will have everlasting life. Holy God, divine truth, tender mercy. Holy human, both waiter and table. Holy food, strengthening, nourishing, food of the angels. This is the bread we eat at Eucharist. Holy God, holy human, holy food, baked, blessed, broken. The bread we eat at Eucharist, Jesus of Nazareth, Galilee, Jerusalem. And it is Jesus who reminds us today that whoever comes to him will never hunger, and whoever believes will never thirst. Jesus is the product of the palm of God's hand, kneaded, shaped, baked, blessed, broken. Eat of me, Jesus tells us. I am the bread of life. The kitchen at 513 St. Mary's Avenue, the kitchen in the Benincasa home, the table at Eucharist, each taking us into the mystery of tender mercy, gentle truth. We eat, we believe, we live. Baked in a life in Galilee, broken on a hill in Jerusalem, risen on the third day. We eat, we believe, we live.